Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And man, can you believe it's already October? We'll be turning the clock, falling back soon, and gonna be getting dark and the days are getting shorter. Well, it's good that football season is here and baseball playoffs are here, and we've got something to do because it gets darker and darker, and of course so is the economy, getting darker and darker as we continue to wait for our geniuses at work. And of course tomorrow we'll get another payroll number. Oh my god, another payroll number. And how will they spin this number? That's always my question, is how is the government going to spin this as they move through their tangled web of garbage that they put out and information that has always tried to be done to manipulate the overall number. You know, it's funny, I used to work with a guy who used to say the numbers only come out just to prove that the government still knows how to count. And I'm not quite so sure they do. I know they know how to manipulate, and I forget what the real saying is, but my saying is numbers never lie, only the people that report them do. And I think that that's more of the same as we get ready now also to approach the next earnings season. Because we will hear from a number of experts about how great the economy is and how we're growing at a wonderful rate. And I'll sit back and I'll go, really? Are we really growing? And of course, we all know that we're not. Anybody who's got any sense at all knows that growth at best is muted. That the real truth of the matter is that we've been the gerbil, the hamster, on the wheel, running in place, not improving things, but yet devaluing our currency, creating more debt, making a disaster of the balance sheet. And of course, what does that lead us to? Well, that will lead us to another war in the government shutdown. It'll lead us to another debate on, you know, are we going to be able to make our payments and make our debts? And of course, we've gone through this before, and as always happens, they ride in arm in arm and they tell us how they saved us once again, because we know that the debt ceiling will be raised once again. We know that the debate is basically rhetoric that has nothing to do with anything, and that they're not going to shut it down. Even no matter how they let you believe that they will, because they always come in riding on the white horse, telling us that they saved us once again from ourselves. Of course, maybe somebody should save us from them, because again, them ain't done jack diddly to make this economy grow. They have been the stop, the unflowing economy, the way to bring everything to a standstill. They and their great ways of manipulating money, manipulating cash to make it appear, you know, the great, we can call him the great Houdini or Blackstone or David Copperfield. We have elected and appointed a group of magicians that, while you're watching one hand, they're taking something in the other hand. The sleight of hand, hand magic. Okay. But they're doing it at a much bigger scale. And again, I'm interested to see the number tomorrow and how it's going to be interpreted. Because no matter what it is, it will not be enough to replace the jobs we've lost at Schlumberger, Hewlett Packard, and every other company, Caterpillar. Okay? Does Caterpillar not tell you a story when they downgraded at the end of last week that there's problems, that the farmers are having problems, that the prices of grains have gone so low as we look for inflation? And of course, we know that we'll get no inflation as long as we continue. But of course, inflation is a funny thing, because I know at the grocery store, I'm paying a hell of a lot more for stuff today than I was before. And I know at the gas pump, even with oil crumbling down, that I'm paying more for gas. But yet they will tell me that there is no inflation. But of course, again, another wonderful report that we take out food and energy. Because after all, doesn't that make sense to take out food and energy when that's what we use the most of? So it would only make sense that that's not inflationary, because it's only doubled in price. Okay? Wherever you go, prices have gone up. Whether it's you're buying a cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts or your local gas station, or you're buying a loaf of bread, you're buying a gallon of milk, prices have gone up. But we don't count food and energy, well, because they're so volatile. But you know, are they that volatile? I know that Starbucks, for example, and I'm not picking on Starbucks, but I still don't get paying $5 for a cup of coffee. But you notice coffee is getting thrashed, but Starbucks has not lowered their prices. Why is that? Why is it these guys only know how to go up when they complain and whine about the commodity, which is a minimal amount of what they're selling? Because obviously we pay for their advertising and all of their new stores and everything else they do. But yet, coffee has got cut in half, and coffee at the store has not come down. In fact, it's gone up. Now, I guess we don't call that inflation, though. But well, let's see, if I'm paying more today, oh, that must be a new kind of that funky math that our leaders like to use, because my money doesn't go as far as it used to go, yet the commodities are in a deflationary scenario. The Fed keeps telling us that they need inflation. I'm making less, paying more. I guess it works out. If you believe that crap, I guess it works out perfect. At least it works out perfect for them. But I think one of the things that you need to think about is going to BubbaTrading.com and figuring out how it is you're going to protect your portfolio. Because at the end of the day, if you're in the market, the market's going to collapse. And look, I'm not creating fear today, but I'm saying to you that I can share with you and show you a way that you don't care, that you would actually welcome a stock market collapse, because you would actually benefit without liquidating your stock. And you know what? You'd have more money to buy more stock down at the bottom of the market. But you'll have to go to BubbaTrading.com for that, or email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. In the meantime, make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim. They've done an upgrade last week. Platform looks good. Built by traders for traders. And make sure you continue to listen in here to The Bubba Show, and get The Bubba Show on demand at libertytalk.fm. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show. I went out last night. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And of course, on Thursdays, I'm on Stuart Varney every Thursday. And last Thursday, I was able to talk, and I was on when the Pontiff was in town. And of course, Mr. Varney had some interesting things to say about the Pope and bringing in some political views. But of course, this is a business show, and it was great to see so many people enjoy and have so much heartwarming experiences that the Pope came to town and has made the rounds throughout the United States and filled up Madison Square Garden. And again, the outpouring of love and belief is great. And so I can always appreciate that. But we did talk some business, so let's go to Stuart Varney on last Thursday, and let's see what we had to say.
That's a totally separate issue. This decline on Wall Street, and we're going to see a decline on Wall Street of maybe 160 points for the Dow, that's got everything to do with watching what the Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says at 5 o'clock this afternoon. It is precisely 9:30. The trading session has begun, and I think we're going to see quite a drop. There we go, down 36, yep. Down 42. I don't want to make this into a horse race, but futures indicate we're going to be down maybe 150, 160 when everything settles down after the first minute's worth of business. We're joined by, let's see, who do we have on tap for commentary today? Ashley Webster, of course, Liz McDonald, Mike Murphy already here, and Todd Horowitz is joining us from Chicago. Right from the get-go, Todd, I want to come to you. We have Janet Yellen addressing Amherst this afternoon at 5 o'clock. I don't know what she's going to say, but that's what this market is all anticipating. Correct, Todd? Todd.
Good morning, Stuart. And yes, the market will be hanging on every word that Yellen says. And right now, they really haven't been able to say much that's been able to bail out the market again. I think they've lost power over the market as well now. I think the market is now trading on what is considered to be bad news, which is why we're going lower. But again, she will be there, and they will be hanging on every word looking to see if she'll say something positive that might create a little bit of a rally out of this market.
Real fast, Todd, I asked Mike Murphy this before. I said, if Janet Yellen implies that the Fed will soon raise interest rates, if she implies that at 5 o'clock this afternoon, does the stock market drop first thing tomorrow morning or go up? Which is it?
I think the market will now rally. I think we've all realized that the low interest rate environment is not good and has not provided the growth that's needed. So I think that last week kind of showed us that when they don't do anything, that we're now getting tired of it and we need to see some growth. The only way to get that is by raising interest rates.
Okay. All right, Todd, we hear you. Now, that's the first time I can remember unity with the analysts saying, you put rates up, the market goes up. I've not heard that before. Mike?
Well, we're down 5 out of 6 days since we heard that rates were going to stay flat. So I think what Todd's point is kind of, if we had rallied for five out of 6 days, he may be in a different camp. But the market reacted negatively to Yellen's
yep,
inaction.
It did.
So I think right now we need growth. So we don't need zero interest rates. We need to pick things up, and we need people to have faith in what the Fed is doing. I think that's the biggest point, Stuart.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have lost faith.
I would be surprised if she reverses course
right.
this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Less than 1 week after saying no change.
That's right. I mean, this is one of the most telegraphed rate hikes. It's as telegraphed as Halley's Comet coming our way. I mean, you know, so it's interesting, though. Stephanie Pomboy, revered on Wall Street, is talking about the Fed's own, quote, deflate gate, creating a deflationary down growth environment around the world.
All right. Look at this, everybody. Caterpillar. That is a Dow stock.
Yeah, this is
and
a rough
it is
story.
Way down. This is down approximately 6%, that stock. That, because it's a Dow stock, a 6% drop there takes about 30 points off the Dow Industrial. Is
yeah,
that correct?
They're going to be closing plants, restructuring their business, up to 10,000 jobs cut by the end of 2018. They also put out a warning on revenue being lower than first estimated. This kind of sends up the warning flag about third quarter earnings, too. I think we could see some real issues, especially with those with global economy exposure.
Yeah, that's a good point. How much profit are American corporations going to make in the immediate future?
Yeah.
If it looks shaky, down goes this market.
Yeah.
goes the stocks?
Caterpillar's had issues for years now. They've had a number of issues. You've seen the stock drop from 100 down to 70, and now it broke below that. It's trading at 66. I think Caterpillar's lost a lot of its luster as far as a company that people are going to look to and see to kind of get a gauge for how the economy is going. There's been a lot of mismanagement at the company, so I don't think you want to read too much into this Caterpillar announcement today.
Understood. Now, the Dow is down 137 points. That's where we are, 3 minutes, 4 minutes into the trading session. Have a look at the price of oil. We're around $44 a barrel. Been there, right there in the mid-40s for a long time. It's tried to go up. It's tried to go down. You come back to $44 a barrel, and that's where we are now.
Yep.
I've got to inject this one piece of, I call it bad news. The streak's over, folks. I'm sorry, but it is. 228 is your national average for regular. It actually went up ever so slightly overnight, but it went up. That means the 37-day streak is over, Liz.
However, good news from Gas Buddy. They are still projecting gas below $2 a gallon nationwide by Christmas time.
I like it. We'll take it. Todd, come back in again, please. Still $44 a barrel for oil. When it budges, which way will it budge?
Well, first I want to congratulate you on stability, because that's what we've now got here is stability in the oil market. I think it goes higher. I think we found a bottom. I think the commodity crush is over. I think commodities are the space to be, and I think oil will be the space to be going forward, especially if we're ever going to get a growing economy, which that's still a question mark. But I think oil goes higher from here.
Okay. By the way, the NASDAQ.
And, of course, that is what I believe, that oil will go higher. I've talked about that often here on the show, that we believe in commodities and that we believe that, you know, at some point there's going to be a move. And again, you know, this goes back to inflation, all that stuff. But you know, I do believe you know, it's going to be a position that you want to look to be an owner in oil, in grains, gold, silver. The entire commodity space, I think, has been really just had the crap kicked out of it. And I think that that's where you want to be, you know, as you move forward. Again, as an investor, I think these are the spaces you want to look at, spaces that are beaten down, that when you know that they're not going to zero, that there are always a certain point in time that it is time to get in. And that's kind of my belief as an investor. It's the you know, the Warren Buffett type model of buying depressed goods that we know are going to have a demand. Because if you believe that we're not going to eat, not going to drive, and there's going to be no use, then, well, then you wouldn't want to be a buyer here. But I believe we're still going to eat. I believe the population is still growing. I believe that, you know, there's all of these things that will help, you know, make the commodities go higher. Because we have a, as traders and investors, we have a tendency to always push, especially commodities, either too far up. For example, when oil was 107 and gold was 1900 and silver was 50 and soybeans were 20, to too far down, which is now oil at 44, soybeans at 8. So, you know, we talked about that, about how it works. So typically, you know, it's something that we need to identify and say, okay, this is a point. Now, this doesn't mean pour all your money in here. This means this is where you want to start nibbling and getting involved, knowing that they could go a little bit lower, but at some point, you will find that it's a buy, and that you will be in a position to see it go higher. But you don't want to step all the way in, because you want to have bullets left to be prepared if it should go lower. Because again, there is no guarantee that we will not go lower. But the guarantee is I don't think we're going out of business. And I think there's going to be a demand and a need for those. So that's, you know, our play. That's the play of Bubba Show, the Bubba Trading Corporation, and as well as Bubba Publishing and Bubba, the Bubba Show, is to continue to now look into this space. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back.
Hold my hand.
Hey, y'all. Scott here. So you made a little bit of money in this horrid economy, only to find that the Fed has more or less outlawed saving. So into the treacherous waters of the stock market bubble you go. But how to make a little money without too much risk of losing it all? Check out WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson is a successful former hedge fund manager who opens a very real window into his main account, updating his subscribers on the facts of and the reasoning behind all his market moves. Follow along on paper or with real money and see what happens at WallStreetWindow.com.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, of course, we've had, you know, certain themes of what we do in markets and investing and the whole deal. And of course, you know, I'm a big believer in a lot of things and obviously love to share my beliefs with all of you. And, of course, every week I do some farming commentary on RFD TV. And I want to share that with you because I've been a buyer of grains when they move. And I want you to hear my explanation and where we go. So let's go to RFD TV from last week.
So standing by, he's out there on the floor of the trading going on in Chicago right now at the CME Group. And Todd, thanks for joining us today. Wanted to check in with you and see what the latest is on this grain trade today, because it has some folks kind of scratching their heads. How can we rally when we're in the middle of harvest? Explain that, could you?
Well, sure, because we came down to support levels, and it was only natural that we'd get a rally. If you take a look at the technical side of the trade here, every time we've come down to support, we've gotten a nice little rally off of it. And again, I don't see any reason for that to switch. I think that's going to be the continuing theme. As you know, I'm still bullish the grains, especially when they come down to good levels of support. And I think we saw them yesterday, especially in wheat. And once we get the pop, of course, wheat has been kind of the one by itself anyways. But again, anytime we get down to these lower levels of support, I think the charts and the technical indicators are indicating that that's where you want to be purchasing or getting involved. And I think we've seen exactly what we would have expected from here.
Well, I mentioned that on our commodity wrap show that airs on Rural Radio Sirius XM 147 this morning, that if you look at a long-term chart on the wheat and maybe a five-year chart, boy, that is one long tail on that dragon, isn't it?
But you know, it is. It's funny because, you know, wheat was actually, believe it or not, wheat was actually the first indication that the actual stock market was going to collapse way back then. But, you know, again, it's you have to take a look at what you have. And when you come down to the shorter time frame and you go back and look over the last few months, we are finding just a good solid spot to jump in. And that's what, you know, and that's what I heard you talk about this morning on XM 147 as well. You know, you're talking about these things, and that's what we want to look for, is reasons to buy. I think you have to take the model of risk versus reward if you're you're a trader and say, what's the probability? The probability, yeah, I could go lower. I could buy here and lose money, but you know, am I going to go a lot lower? Probably not. There's a greater chance I'll go higher. There's a greater chance that something will happen in the overall economy or something will happen during the harvest. There's a lot of things that can happen that would make these prices go higher. There isn't much more that could happen that could make these prices go much lower. So that being the case, I want to look to be a buyer until that scenario changes. And at these price levels, I see no reason for that to change.
Todd, I have to give you kudos. You've been saying that for a long time, and it finally came around and proved you right. So kudos to you on that deal. Let's review the prices here up to the minute before we head into the break. Let's start with corn. And for the viewers out there at home and the listeners on Sirius XM 147, we have December corn 1.5 higher. It's trading at 382. On the soybean trade, we have new crop November now 4 higher at 856 3/4. In that wheat trade that we were talking about, we currently have Chicago December up 11 1/4 at 506 3/4. In the Kansas City, December now 12 higher, right at $5 exactly. In the Minneapolis wheat trade, spring wheat, we have December up a dime at 527, well off of our low by over 11 cents now. And in the cotton market, as we head to the break, we have December new crop cotton still struggling. It's down 3 points, not a big mover at all, but it is under 60 cents. We're at 59.97 right now. That's the latest on the crop markets. We'll talk about livestock when we come back with Todd Horwitz right after this.
And we are going to talk about the livestock markets as well. And again, this is something that, you know, you have to, you know, look at and think about. So here we go.
Well, have you ever heard of BubbaTrading.com? I have, and I know who authors that is none other than Todd Horwitz. He's on the floor of the CME Group in Chicago. BubbaTrading.com. Love that name. Look at that. Bubba for president right there. You bet. All right, Todd, good to talk with you once again. Let's talk about the really bad side of the equation, and that's the cattle market today. We've been talking about various contracts going limit down on live cattle and feeders today. This is just getting almost out of hand. And boy, on the charts, this has to look just absolutely horrific.
Oh, we've come out now, punched out new lows, and I think this is important now, especially if you're trading. Okay, if you're a producer or whatever, it's a little bit different. But if you're trading these, you no longer want to be a seller yet, because we've now broken down. I would expect to see in the next day or two or three a large spike rally that you're going to want to sell into. You're going to want to look at, for example, I think in 188 in the feeders, I think it would be probably a good level, 138 to 140 in live. We're going lower here. You can see by the formation going out into time that prices continue to fall going all the way into next April in feeder cattle, and they start falling harder in April in live cattle. So I'm looking for a minimum of 130 in live, and I'm looking for probably the 160s in feeders. Now, again, you have to remember that we all of a sudden just found all this supply in cold storage. What happened? How did this all of a sudden manufacture itself? But again, that's kind of what happens. You know, we're going into a slower time of year anyways. Prices are bad, markets are bad, and the economy is bad. So again, it would only lead to that the prices were too high and the actual consumer couldn't get to them.
Well, they was talking about the five stages of the buying and selling cycle, and so you're saying we're almost at that give-up stage, and maybe folks should maybe show a little patience, and you might see a little bit of a bounce, at least short-term then, I guess.
I think you'll definitely see a bounce. In fact, I'd almost go on a limb and guarantee a bounce back up a little bit. I'm certainly sure that there'll be a dead cat bounce, because the shorts are going to want to take some profit at some point. And markets themselves, no matter what you're trading, don't go in one direction straight without stopping to give you an opportunity. Now, that's always the key, is are you willing to take advantage of the opportunity? And what I don't want people to do is to get excited on the next rally, because it's going to look so good. But that's typically bear market or short covering rallies look better than anything else. They look like you have to participate, and I would not. I'd be looking to sell into that rally.
All right, let's take a look at the live cattle trade. Limit down October, $3 lower, 133.22. On the feeder side, well, we have the nearby September going off the board tomorrow. Right. But October and November are both limit down. In fact, March is limit down. They're all $4.50 lower right now. On the lean hog trade, though, on the futures, we have October down 48 cents, December down 53 at 64.22. So they're holding up much, much better than the cattle trade. Are you optimistic on the hogs?
I am. In fact, my spread all along has been sell cattle, buy hogs. And I think now that we finally got into the December, I know we still have October left, but we're now, I'm looking into December and we're down in the 64 level. That's where I want to be a buyer, because hogs now, when you go out to February, they're already trading in the 70s in February. So I want to look to be a buyer of hogs and still a seller of beef. I'm very positive on this space now. I've always been positive, but I got a little squeamish when we got to 70 in the October contract.
Yeah, it's interesting. $13 spread between the December and the late spring months. So, Todd, thanks for all the advice. Good stuff. Excellent insight into the markets. Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com.
So, as you can see, again, we're looking at the commodity space because, again, that is where I believe you're going to find value. And value is something that, you know, we need to, as an investor, you're not looking for the smallest amount or the smallest move. You're looking for where you can make the most amount when you're moving. And that really brings me into the hedge program that the Badger and I have developed. And again, I want to share it with you because I think it's important. You know, if you're a more active trader, this hedge program will help you be a better active trader, because you can now get into things and benefit from big moves and not get tortured or punished for moves that are against you or moves that don't do anything. What we're trying to do is show you how to take excess money off the table while trading. And again, there is no guarantees that you're never going to have a loser. Believe me. Okay, I'm not the guy that's going to ever say that, as you know, because we know we always have drawdowns. But I can tell you that if you come into the class and you check it out at BubbaTrading.com, what you'll see is a way that you will limit your exposure when the market goes against you. And that can be to the short side or the long side, because we can hedge it either way. Now, typically, most of us are hedging our portfolios to the short side, you know, to protect from the next downward move. But if you're a more active trader and you're trading in and out of the market, we can actually hedge you to the short side so that you can, or actually the long side, so that you're protected if the market goes up and you're trying to short it. Okay, now again, these are not markets I'd be shorting here, but the concept is for your protection. The concept is to make you better. The concept is to let you, allow you to hold on to your money. Because at the end, nobody cares more about your money than you do. Also, you know, check out our friends at Thinkorswim, especially Canadians. Here's our rate. We get a buck and a half flat, no ticket charge, even in Canada, which nobody in the United States can touch that rate for, especially Canadians. Now, there are some cheaper in the States, but again, as Bubba always says, penny wise, dollar foolish. Remember some of the outcomes that can go bad against you when you're using a broker that is not very good. And again, I want to make sure that you understand the business. In fact, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about brokerage and about how it works and about different things that you can do to make your trading better as far as finding and getting the right broker for you. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We're going to stop by here for a break and come back and finish up, but we'll step out here. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. The
song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander. Orchestrated by...
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And I said I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on in the brokerage world and how you can better take advantage of what's going on. And one of the first things that you do when you're shopping or looking for a broker is you find out who's going to give you, the trader, the most amount of perks. Now, what are perks in brokerage? Well, the first perk has to be customer service. Okay? If you have a problem, you need to have somebody that you can call and get taken care of. So, in my experience, it has been that Thinkorswim is great at customer service. Schwab is great at customer service. Fidelity is great at customer service. I use Thinkorswim myself, but again, there's no, you know, I want you to use who you're comfortable with, but make sure that you're getting good service. Make sure you can get done what you need to get done. I have found that IB does not have good customer service. Yes, they are the cheapest in town. But again, sometimes you get what you pay for. Now, if you're a big professional with a lot of money in your account, you may have a better chance. But as all brokers have the right, is if you have a position that's coming near expiration, which we have weekly expirations now, they can blow you out of your position at their discretion. And you know, as you've listened to the Bubba Show for years, the tap on the shoulder is never to your advantage. The tap on the shoulder is always the whack job and the take advantage of you and screw you because they don't care. They're just absolving themselves of the potential risk. And that's a problem. Now, you know, after trading for 36 years, I've used all types of platforms. And again, execution, ease of setting up your order, ease of getting out are all things that are important to you. And especially, again, my friends in Canada, who I know we have a lot listening here. For you, I recommend only TD Waterhouse or Thinkorswim, their version of Thinkorswim, because, again, in Canada, one of the problems you have is not only the ease of operation, but the cost. And costs are really high in Canada. And we can help subsidize those costs. I mean, because, you know, again, you'll save thousands. But in the States, there are deals that can be made. And, you know, one of the things you always want to remember is to be your own advocate. You know, all brokers are somewhat negotiable. But just because you put a lot of money in your account, if you're not trading, they're not going to be as willing to negotiate. If you're an active trader with a good amount of money in your account, they'll be much more willing to negotiate. If you don't have much money in your account, but you're active, they're not going to be willing to negotiate because, again, brokerage is tied to overnight rates in which they collect interest on the money that you have in deposit and whether or not you're active or not. But if you have a nice amount of money in your account and you're active, then be your own advocate and try to negotiate a better rate because they're out there. And nobody wants to lose your business. Now, for those of you who are very busy, okay, and follow some services and, you know, some of mine, we have the ability to do what we call letter of direction trading or auto trading. Now, one of the things I will warn you, no matter who you're using, is make sure that you use what we call letter of direction. In other words, all that you should be trading is the same as everybody else is trading in the product that you're buying. And the broker should not have discretion to trade whatever they want, but you should have the ability to trade a service that you're using through a letter of direction, which means that the broker gets a copy of the trades and they will make the trades according to the way that they are written. And the brokers have no ability to adjust those trades unless they contact you. And I find that to be something that's very important. Now, we have a very good relationship with Andy Aronson, who, A, has a great platform. He's been doing it, letter direction trading, for about 20 years. He has unbelievable rates. In fact, the rates on his auto trading or letter direction trading are as cheap as any rate you will pay around, and it'll be broker assisted. Now, a lot of places charge extra for broker assisted tradings. They don't. Thinkorswim doesn't. Okay. But Andy can do the trades for you based on the direction of what you tell them. So if you say to Andy that, hey, we're going to send, every week you're going to get trades from Bubba, and I want you to execute them exactly the way they are and at those prices, Well, then he'll fill them exactly the way it is. Now, he will also get a copy of my updates so that you can see that he is trading based on the update. Because, again, as you know, many times when we do things, prices change, so we have to adjust. We like the trade. We just have to make sure that we're capturing exactly it is what we want to capture. And if you don't, you know, do that, then you're making a mistake. And they will, Andy will only execute as directed, which means that you make the arrangement with the broker. You make the arrangement with me to send the trades to the broker, and he will execute based on those trades. He will not have discretion to change those trades, but only to trade what you're requesting and what you're supposed to get. So that's the way that you protect, because there has been times in the past in history that there's been some snarky stuff going on. And we don't want snarky stuff. We want a straight letter of direction, which means that you call the broker, open an account, and make the deal. And he will do exactly what is written. And if he cannot do the way it is written, if it cannot be adjusted from your side or my side, then he will not make the trade. So basically, he's a robot that instead of you sitting and calling or trying to input the trade yourself when you're at work or when you're not around, he will simply use the tools that you've given and that I've given, or whoever you're using, and he will make those trades according to what those things are about. And there, again, there becomes no discretion, so you're not at risk other than you're at risk to the overall trade, as in any trade. But if you make sure, again, remember the words, letter of direction, that is simply not trading for you, but trading the information that you may or may not have time to trade for yourself. And that becomes the more important theme, is to make sure that you are trading exactly what you want to trade, not what somebody thinks you should be trading. And Andy could also help out with the overall hedging part if you don't have time to do it all the time. I mean, the hedging is pretty simple. It takes one trade a week and one trade a quarter, and you basically have to do nothing else. But you can put yourself in the best position to be successful. If you've got interest in that, email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. Okay, I will be happy to hook you up. I am not doing the trades. I'm only writing them up, and I am sending them along to them. But again, I'm more than happy to help you accomplish and get to your goals, because at the end of the day, I want everybody to make money. And you know what? There is room for everybody to make money if we do it right. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We had a lot of fun, and we covered a lot of information. And of course, I've been on the warpath and waiting for the jobs number tomorrow. But that'll do it for today. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to call it a day, but we'll see you back here tomorrow. The same time, same station. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.